and we shall impose on ourselves a law to enforce a natural discipline rather than waiting for authoritarian regimes to impose their laws on us. And if in nature we only have to leave our bones, it is in civilization that we have to leave the whole of ourselves to enforce our return to nature. And all institutional mitigations are but a choking of our human nature. And multiculture may be seen as a large conspiracy among monocultures to disable any type of biodiversity to emerge. And there is no need to fly on the other side of the globe as adventure is always around the corner. The surrounding determines our strength or what we can make out of it. And as some get busy enforcing a power structure, others will naturally get busy confronting it. And the bureaucratic machine in all its sophistication either oppresses the heroic spirit or leave it isolated to death. Not to starve in the field of homogeneity, the soul must contrive its own biodiversity. And only walking and walking and walking we can find back our natural balance. And technology makes always a step forward in turning our life more masochistic. What we can deduct in the long term is that any official type of wisdom is the most unwise. And the best thing we can ever think of buying is time. And the world is divided between those who believe that everything ought to be treated by the machine and those who believe that the machine is corruptive. And especially among the more environmental puritans, the pesticide mentality prevails. And pioneers are all very pure until the actual colonialists come in and corrupt the whole new frontier. And only in the mood of getting invisible we can actually sink in with the meaningful depth of our own nature. And our actual chain is the leash we think we have over our domesticated nature. And in the end, criticism does not prevail as it is bypassed, taking acknowledgement of it until it prevails. And following our own will, we may indeed lose ground, but ultimately gain a spot in the sky. And civilization finds ways to outsource what is still outside its realm, but once this is also consumed, what is left is total war. And superficially we get uglier, while only spiritually we can get more beautiful. And all the rush to be sustainable makes us unsustainable, because it is a rush in the first place to get rid of. And only nature and our active participation in it is there to reset us. And much of our bonding is in itself fictitious, as it is not in the least concerned with our natural bonding. and ultimately the defeat of collaboration. It's either the oppression of the natural will or its replacement with the will of power. And the more humanity corrupts, the more solid the responses ought to be to heal it. And anywhere out of the range of mildness, procreation, it is either destroyed or it self-destroyed itself. And classifying our opinions is the only way to exist within a power structure, classifying us for its own sake. And the laws for the poor always turn out to be the laws of the rich to keep on oppressing the poor. And it is not that civilization only degenerates into abnormality, but it also imposes this abnormality onto the otherwise natural normality. And we know that uniforms are not needed and that they are even dangerous, but ought to comply and get one in order to survive the current regime. To go left or right does not matter. What matters is to humanize a technology that is dehumanizing. And our authenticity grows the more we pay respect to the little antique corners that civilization has spared. And what is human is anything that cannot run without human putting his or her soul. And good or bad can only be determined based on how much time and space we have to invest on our own nature. And the maze of life is complicated, but the straight alley of authoritarianism dissolves us. And gentrification is but the parasite of any potential biodiversity. And civilization wants us black slaves, but we ought to be runaway pygmies. And it is the power structure with its entertainment to render the life within it natural, when in fact it is not. And it would be indeed very nice and comfortable to believe that one only needs to comply with the middle class way of being and everything will be fine. And lastly, we are forced to hide our inner thinking in order to keep on living according to it. And the wasteland of civilization is only pretty in the eyes of the medium that powers it. And in our Paleolithic mindset, all we have to do is to sense and desert any type of Neolithic exploitation. And ultimately, what is important, it is not that is wild or domesticated, but that biodiversity is kept alive. And the indoor culture is the culture of keeping under total control. And the only achievements that count are those in which we get lighter and not heavier. And all that has to be forbidden is the acceleration bringing us to total annihilation. And any type of Neolithic civilization is a form of corruption to the Paleolithic being. And the childhood within us never dies, we just have to keep it alive with playfulness. and whatever civilization always stands on the wrong side of a too grand narrative. And as much as there is a wilderness we can seek outside, there is one we can seek within. And the more we pursue our own nature, the more we can go beyond the middle class boundaries. And all that civilization is pushes for is the renewal of its oppressive power and never an actual revolution. Since we are likely to die as bandits of an empire, it is imperative to leave a retrievable trace. And the moment we understand that we don't belong to any nation, we can set up our formidable clan. And superstition is but the fermentation of two sedentary people. Not the atrocities between civilizations, but the atrocity of any civilization against the primitive humans and their attempt to re-establish themselves. And on a massive scale, everything becomes mainstream idealism, bringing mass consequences. And we shall stop the crying, the horror between civilizations, as civilization itself is the horror.